Welcome to the Madhouse Chicago Hockey Podcast postgame show with 670 The Score's Jay Zawoski and NBC Chicago's James Naveau.
Welcome in, Blackhawks fans. This is indeed the Madhouse Chicago Hockey Podcast postgame show. Final home game of the regular season was tonight. The Blackhawks, unfortunately, lost to the St. Louis Blues by a score of 4-1. Great game for Patrick Berglund, had a hat trick, but you know what? This post-game show isn't really going to be about the game, and I know that not all of our post-game shows have been about the games that we've been watching this season, but this one especially, I feel like, needs to be about something else, and that needs to be the career of Patrick Sharp, who, for all intents and purposes, definitely looked like tonight was his final home game in a Blackhawks uniform. The team honored him with a video tribute during the game. After the game, he skated around the ice. They played Even Flow by Pearl Jam, which is, I believe, Sharpie's favorite band. I'd have to ask fellow Pearl Jam enthusiast Mark Lazarus if that is 100% true, but I'm pretty sure that it is. And Patrick Kane visibly choked up after the game. Sharp got to wear the A during the game as well, just like he did through much of his career with the Blackhawks. So definitely looks like it was the end of the line for Patrick Sharp. And normally in these situations, I don't feel compelled to do a post-game show after a 4-1 loss in a season that's basically already over. But I felt like we had to do this post-game show because there was a lot this season that was said both on this podcast and just kind of in Blackhawks land in general. There was a lot said about Patrick Sharp and how his skills had declined and how his contract wasn't exactly great. And this is another example of Stan Bowman bringing somebody back and it not working out. I think there was a lot. There was a lot of people who made fun of Sharp this season. There was a lot of criticism of him. Good amount of it was deserved. But I think in the end, we have to recognize what this season was for Patrick Sharp. And that was basically just kind of one last hurrah with the team that he had his best success with. And there were some great moments this season, but obviously he just doesn't seem like he has the same zip to his game, obviously, and that's why it obviously would make sense if this was kind of the end of the line for him. But aside from just this season, which obviously was kind of a disappointment, the fact is that during his career with the Blackhawks, Patrick Sharp was a very important part of three Stanley Cup winning teams. And not only that, not only was he critical on the ice to the success of this team as they won those three Stanley Cups, but I feel like off the ice he had kind of an understated impact, honestly. And that's not just from a leadership perspective. Guys clearly respected him in the locker room. I know there's all the whispers about the stuff that he did and that he wasn't the greatest guy in the world off the ice, but you could see in the tears on Patrick Kane's face that he respected the hell out of Patrick Sharp and that he was one of the veteran leaders on a team that was really full of youngsters when they went and won the Stanley Cup in 2010. Sharp was one of those guys who kind of got them honestly to believe that they could do what they accomplished that season. And I think that's something that, in the grand scheme of things, when we think about Duncan Keith and Jonathan Toews and Patrick Kane, Marian Hossa and Joel Quenneville, I feel like Patrick Sharp's impact on those teams is kind of understated. And he really was kind of the guy who really stirred the drink a little bit and really, I think, kind of made them believe that there was something there. And you saw that during the 2009 postseason when the Blackhawks made it all the way to the Western Conference Final, and Sharp had the overtime game winner in the one game that they won against the Red Wings that season. He was the guy, and he was the guy who really kind of got that offense going. His speed and his athleticism near the front of the net, his quick shot, all of those things, he was really an integral part of that offense for that team. And also, I think he kind of instilled in them just that belief that they were able to kind of go and do those things. And then he scored a memorable goal against Tampa Bay early in the Stanley Cup Final in 2015. Just always seemed to be the kind of guy who would be able to kind of get you a goal when you needed it. He never had particularly the flash of like a Patrick Kane or an Artemi Panarin or anything like that. But Patrick Sharp absolutely came to the rink every night and had the potential to get that offense going. And it was always so much fun to watch him play. And I think that out of all of the moments that he had and all the great goals that he scored and the role that he played on those teams, I think all of that kind of gets lost in the shuffle sometimes. But I think on a night like tonight, it really makes sense to kind of just go back and say, hey, you know what? That guy gave us some great memories. And as a Blackhawks fan, I'm deeply appreciative for what he did for us and for what he did for this city and this hockey team. He came here when this team was nothing. He came when this franchise was at its lowest point in 2005. And he slowly just kind of grinded away along with guys like Keith and Seabrook and ultimately got this team to the top of the mountain and made them into one of the, you know, closest things that we're going to have to a dynasty in the salary cap era. He did all of those things, and he deserves so much credit for all of the lessons that he kind of imparted both to the young guys on this team and also to some of the veterans who he got to kind of buy in and to really embrace what this thing ultimately became. And also, you do have to, I know we mentioned a little bit the off-ice stuff with Patrick Sharp, and obviously there's, you know, that's a whole hornet's nest that I'm not willing to hit with a hockey stick tonight. I'm staying away from that. But I think there is an off-ice thing that I do want to bring up. And John McDonough is going to love this. So I fully anticipate that I'm going to get a phone call from him after this podcast offering me a job with the Blackhawks. But when they were starting to kind of turn things around in that 2007, 2008, 2009 area of time, Patrick Sharp was one of the very first, like, really marketable guys that this team turned to when they were trying to turn their image around. I remember the videos that he did with Adam Burrish when they would, like, prank each other on the road. And he would always be the star of, like, the promotional ads where he'd be like, my goal, blah, blah, blah. And it was always that face that was used to kind of sell the Blackhawks and to kind of get them going in the right direction from a marketing perspective. And then the really cool thing was he was able to back all of that up on the ice. And I know that that stuff, obviously, you know, it doesn't really matter in the grand scheme of things in terms of wins and losses, but in terms of drumming up interest and in terms of getting people to pay attention to this team and to take them seriously as a sports entity in this town, Patrick Sharp really did play a huge role in that. And I think that his marketability and, yes, his handsome good looks definitely paid dividends for the Blackhawks in a way that they probably had no idea that it would when they traded God remembers what to the Philadelphia Flyers to acquire him in that 2005 trade. And as we sit here tonight with one game left in the regular season, likely going to be the last game of Patrick Sharp's career as a member of the Chicago Blackhawks, I'm not sure what the next step in his career is. I don't know if he's going to be on television, perhaps, doing post-game and pre-game with Adam Burrish and Jamal Mayers. I don't know if maybe he'll try to get into coaching, perhaps. I don't know if he's just going to stick to being a team ambassador for a while and kind of see what comes to him after his hockey career ends. I don't know any of that stuff. But whatever ends up happening to Patrick Sharp, I hope that Hawks fans don't just remember him from his second go-around with the team that didn't really accomplish much. Didn't get back to the playoffs, obviously. Didn't score gobs of goals. Didn't light up the score sheet. Whatever. I hope that Blackhawks fans remember just how much of an impact Sharp had on this team, both on the ice as a dynamic scorer who could be counted on to perform when the lights were brightest, and also off the ice and helping to make this team relevant in this sports market. Like, as much as you want to dismiss the handsomeness and all that nonsense, it's true. It helped the team market itself in a time that it really needed to start doing that to kind of turn things around in the marketplace. And my hat's off to Patrick Sharp. He had a wonderful career here, gave us some fantastic memories as Blackhawks fans. I'm never going to forget the impact that he had on this team. And I'm honestly going to miss seeing him around the rink every night. And I've had the pleasure of interviewing Sharp on a couple of different occasions. One of the nicest guys you're going to come in contact with in the NHL. And I think whatever comes next for him, I think it's going to be, bigger and better things, man. And it's going to be really interesting to see what the next step in his life holds. So hats off to Patrick Sharp. We got one more game to go, guys, before the end of the season. And Jay and I will hit you up with a nice long postseason podcast on Sunday afternoon to kind of wrap the whole thing up, this entire crazy ride that we've been on all season long. So looking forward to that one. Thank you guys very much for tuning in and listening to me talk about what Patrick Sharp meant to me as a Blackhawks fan and as a journalist during his time here. Looking forward to talking to you guys again on Sunday on the Madhouse Chicago Hockey Podcast.